The following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised.
So you want to hear my impression of Alex?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we got all that music you want? Yeah, we got it up and running. Yeah, right. I totally don't blame him because I used to do the same thing when I was working as a board op.
Right here.
I didn't step on Big Fuzz.
My Sports Radio.
People got to know the name of the
show,
my friend.
Oh, we're crying out loud. Can we start again?
Yes, let's start again.
Start again. Just start again. Start again. We need a record rip.
Is that something?
Okay, for those of you who are under the age of 50, a record is something called...
No, man. Millennials today, they love it.
Records?
They love records. Yeah, I got a story about that.
Okay, right. I got tons of stories.
Disturbing for some people.
Yeah, keep it going.
Oh, it may be disturbing for some people, including me.
Okay, now.
I'm feeling disturbed. But I don't... No. 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 That's what my kid says.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Now you may speak.
On Mile High Sports Radio.
Good evening, everybody. It's a happy Friday. It's
Fiesta Friday. That's Big Fuzz.
I am Big Fuzz sitting here with
Darren
Copeland. Yeah, you are. We got a lot of sports to talk about today. We're going to have some fun.
You know, the unfortunate thing about this is not the type of sweat they're talking about. No, that's not right.
It works for me.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
Not for Latinos out there. No, this is sapia sapia.
I know, so you're supposed to be like, huah.
No. Do you know what sapia sapia means?
I have no idea. No one knows what that means.
Oh, I know what it means.
Well.
Okay, sapia, brush.
Brush.
Brush notes, brush your buckle.
What buckle?
Like, so, your belt buckle. So it's brush. So like, okay, so if your belt buckle is go, you want to hear like the most clinical, least sexy way to talk about a sexy dance? All right, so as your buckle is moving in a direction towards your right, your partner will have her or his or whomever's buckle.
Why would your woman partner be wearing a buckle? I mean, seriously.
So left to right, right. So what they're doing is they're brushing the buckle.
Okay.
You know what? I mean, for God's sakes, man. Brushing the buckle?
I get it, but I don't know why unwrapping a woman would be wearing a buckle. I don't want to dance.
Mincing the mango? I mean, all of these things that you... All these things... What? You don't want to dance with a woman?
Not if she's wearing a buckle, no.
Well, maybe what if that's all she's wearing?
Well, then we're not dancing.
Well, see, you kind of are to that song because it's sapia, sapia.
Did I miss the punchline here?
No, there's not a punchline to miss. Sapia, sapia.
We missed it.
Brush. Okay, so brush your buckles.
Okay.
So, you know what? If you don't have a buckle, just brush your flies.
Why don't you just say, like, rub your genitals together?
I did not write the song, and I think rub your genitals does not work as well as sapia.
That's just dumb.
Yeah, thanks.
Genitals. By the way, I was talking to our general manager, program director. He loved our porn talk.
Did he really?
He did. He said it was spectacular.
No freaking way.
Well, good, because we've been in trouble before on the air doing...
Well, we've learned.
Yes.
See, free admission.
It was clean. Yeah, it was clean. Actually, the last time when we got in trouble...
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Would you ever ride around one of those trucks that had like the stripper ads on the back? Drive a truck around?
Depends on how much they pay me.
Probably 10 cents a mile and whatever.
I don't know. Maybe.
Free drinks at the club.
Yeah. See, now if I got free drinks at the club, definitely I'd drive that truck around.
It's all a tease, man.
I know. I don't go to strip clubs. I don't like strip
clubs. I don't
clubs.
Either. I dated a stripper one time. And that really just sort of soured me on strippers.
Yeah. Well, you had to try, I
well,
suppose.
Here's the thing that I didn't see coming. And, you know, some people call me naive. I mean, simply because I went to Ithaca College based on the fact that they said that you could walk inside from one side of the building to the other meant that I thought that they got a lot of rain. Not that they got a lot of snow. I'm naive that way.
Okay. Right.
I assumed mm-hmm. that strippers were good-hearted people who were just working their way through college.
Some of them are. Others are bleep crazy.
All right, here's what I'd like to think. I'd like to think that there's a bicyclist out there
mm-hmm.
who obeys all the rules of the road, doesn't ride on the sidewalk, doesn't go through a stop sign, stops at the stoplights, does all of that stuff. But you know what?
They don't exist.
That doesn't exist.
No.
The same way I feel about strippers who are just good-humored, natured people who are just trying to get their way through college, no, they're like the leprechauns.
No, I'm sure that there are. Hey, listen, there's a porn actress who is actually, she's got like a master's degree in physics. Really smart.
I bet she does.
No, it's true.
And this is combustion.
Like really, really smart.
Really smart porn girl.
But she just likes to make porn. Like you can be smart and.
So she's, that's like the lottery, man. That's like the lottery.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm never going to date her, but.
The only problem is. Mm-hmm. She only is really attracted to hermaphrodites named Raul. And if you're not that, then you're just not going to be with her. And I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Fair enough. I'm not either of those things.
Speaking of hermaphrodites named Raul.
Speaking of, meanwhile.
The Whiz Kids had won it. Bobby Thompson.
There was a game today. This is our.
Oh, don't remind me.
Colorado like, Rockies
I'm so
baseball
tired
update.
Of baseball. It's opening day and I'm tired.
Yeah, you've got a long season to go.
I was there at 9:30. We're talking baseball. See, they always sing this in the spring because when they sing it in like in late summer, it's like baseball. Oh, if I see any more baseball, I think I'm gonna puke.
Baseball. It's not as bad if they're winning. I mean, the season is a grind if they're losing.
Season's a, yes.
But if they're winning and they're in contention.
And they're not.
Well, right now they are.
Well, now, 5 games in.
Yes.
Okay, so can we start with the, you know, it's like listening to drug companies list all the side effects at the bottom of their thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is our disclaimer about, yes, it's only 5 games in, and yes, the Rockies have a long way to go, and yes, there could be injuries, and yes, Rockies actually winning a World Series may cause diarrhea and bloating and vomiting.
No freaking way.
I mean, that's the warning label that we're going to put on this.
Okay.
All right. But I seriously was, we talked about this. Kyle Freeland.
Yeah,
Denver native.
I was wrong.
Denver native. Born 6 weeks after the Rockies in first ever game.
Yeah.
That I went to, by the way. Not the one in Denver, the one in New York.
You were in New York. Yeah. With against the Mets.
And I watched Dwight Gooden throw a shutout.
I remember that game. I remember the Rockies having a chance in the ninth inning
they
to score
a
run.
A
no, to score a run. And I think Galarraga overran second base.
Probably.
It was like, oh, okay, well, that's how it's going to go.
That's when Alex Cole was our center. Do you know what? I need to get some Alex. Do you know what? I'm going to go for Halloween as Alex Cole. So anyway, Kyle Freeland, Denver native.
Yes.
Onesies. Said Colorado Rockies on it. Drafted number one, 2014, by the Colorado Rockies.
Right.
Major League Baseball debut, home opener. The last time it happened.
50 years ago.
In 1966.
51 years ago.
1966.
Listen, I'm impressed. I was wrong. And
he looked great.
Here's the thing. I wasn't the only one questioning Bud Black, but we all looked silly now.
I'll tell you one thing. He was sitting on the railing, and we're not allowed to talk to him, even though we're like from Udemy away, like 2 feet.
Yeah.
And we weren't allowed to talk to him. And he wasn't talking. He looked a little white. He looked a little white before that game.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.